Let's go ahead and compare the 2022 basic Apple iPad with the 2018 Apple iPad Pro 11 inch. And we're comparing these in 2024. So the regular iPad from 2022 has 5G, which is an upgrade over the older iPad Pro that only had LTE. The newer iPad, the basic model, came out in 2022. The other one, iPad Pro 11 inch 2018. So 4 years separate these devices. They weigh pretty much the same thing, around 1 pound. Build quality is pretty much the same, glass and aluminum back. Both of these devices support the physical nano SIM card slot and also eSIM. They also support the Apple Pencil. Now the display is going to be way different. The 2022 iPad has a Leucad Retina display, but it only comes in at 60 Hertz, which the 2018 iPad Pro has 120 Hertz refresh rate. So that's an old school device, but with a super fast refresh rate. Screen size is the same, 10.9 inches for the iPad, 11 inches for the Pro, and the Pro has smaller bezels in general. And they both have a similar resolution. For software, the iPad, the regular, came in, since it's newer, came in with iPad 16.1, and the 2018 iPad Pro, it launched with iOS 12, but both of these obviously run the same newer iPad OS. For the chipset, regular iPad has an A14 Bionic, the 2018 iPad Pro has the A12X Bionic chip. Both of these devices start off at 64 gigs, which is pretty low here in 2024. The basis now is 128 gigs. For the cameras, both have a 12 megapixel shooter on the back and they both shoot in 4K. So very similar camera setup. Now for the selfies, the regular iPad has a 12 megapixel ultra wide shooter in the front, while the iPad Pro has a 7 megapixel, but it doesn't have the ultra wide, and they both shoot in 1080p. And neither of these come with the headphone jack that is gone. Bluetooth 5.2 on the regular iPad, Bluetooth 5.0 on the 2018 iPad Pro. And both of these support USB Type-C for the charging standard. Now to unlock your device, they differ as well. The regular iPad has a top-mounted fingerprint reader, and the iPad Pro, that one has Face ID. So there's a big difference in how these unlock, and it shows pretty much how modern the 2018 iPad Pro was when it came out and still is today. And both of these have similar size batteries. They're pretty big. Pretty much every iPad is huge, north of 7,000 milliamps. So you don't have to worry about battery life. Now for price, they're also very similar. The iPad here in 2024, the regular base iPad, that one's going to come in, just south of $500. While the iPad Pro 11, it launched in 2018 with a heftier price tag, but now you could find it for less than $400. So it makes it a steal when you compare all the features and how modern it looks. The two major things that set these devices apart are pretty obvious to me. And it's not going to be 5G and LTE, that doesn't really matter, but it's actually the refresh rate on the screen. That's the big one. Very smooth, very nice, especially on a gigantic screen. And also, it's going to be the Face ID. Now, that's a modern feature that is still not found on the base iPad. So that's just, you know, very revolutionary when it first came out on the iPhone 10, and then they crept into the iPads, and even the base model doesn't have it, the regular iPad. So those are the two biggest upgrades, in my opinion, between these devices. And since you can pick them up for the same price point, you're getting a better deal on the 2018 iPad Pro when you pick it up used, because obviously they don't sell them anymore. But these are very comparable devices, but at the end, the iPad Pro 11 is still a very awesome device, even in 2024. The iPad, for what you're paying and what you're getting, it's still a good device, but the pure specs, it kind of seems unfair, given that it has a fingerprint reader instead of Face ID, and the refresh rate is still bottom of the barrel at 60 hertz. With the current messy setup of iPads, there's just so many different sizes, so many different models to choose from. It's nice to know that you could get a used iPad Pro at a very, very low price, and they come with a lot of features that are still relevant today in 2024. So if you were to choose between these devices, just get the iPad Pro, you know, the 11 inch or the 12.9 inch, because they're still very impressive feature wise and still modern here in 2024.